סעד שינמם, כמו דינים מדבורים אסורים בשבס, כאין תאודס מאובס ובוי יודלת סעיפים. סעיף א', אוסו ליטל סורוי איצי פולנוב. A person is not allowed to take off a hair or a nail that's growing. Bein biyad, bein bikli, that means say he takes it off biyad, he cuts it. That's like equivalent to yad. Teeth is like yad. Bein biyad, bein bikli. Bein la'atzmai, bein la'acherim. So this, the Bali said, is also. But he says, v'chayov, but he's chayiv, that's an issa of the Rabbonim. V'chayov al shtei sa'oreis. Two sa'oreis, if he takes off two sa'oreis, two hairs, then he's chayiv. One sa'or is... He's not chayim achatos. Two sores is chayim achatos. And then...
One day or one day? What's the shit? If 1 hour or one day? Oh,
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Same Shabbos.
Yeah, we'll take off two sores.
And 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we're all 2 ICs, yeah. One in the morning, one in the evening, yeah. And you'll be safe.
What's the shit?
Yeah, Michaim, it was Masham this year, yeah. May biyad, wuhu adin bishinov. If he takes off, that's your shayla, he takes off with his teeth, he bites off a nail, so it's also, may bikli, say bikli, v'avda mechabel, Hishmi yod likli. The Mechaber says, you know, to take it off with your hand, with a kli. Urakli surim. That means all of them are also. The bikulam yesh iso. Everything is also. Avol inyan chiyuvo yesh chilek beinayim. But the gabi the chiyuv the chiyuv chatos there's a chilek dibiyad kota b'chol gavni. If a person takes off a fingernail or a hair biyad, so he's kota shein derech zize bekach b'chol. The derech zize is not biyad, so this is shiloi kederech. So it's also tashinoi. So it's also midarabonam. Umbikli, but if he takes it off of the scissors with a nail clipper, chayu bechol gavni. Dahavolei tilda de goizes. This is a tilda of goizes. Amemele yechayiv. Umashe kosav achakach. The chayiv al shtei sa'oreis, who dafke bekli. Let's dafke bekli, then he's chayiv al shtei sa'oreis, which we're going to learn soon. Hagavuch and Dirshu, he brings down a machloikis ha'poiskim if a person takes off a saro bisam. He takes it off with a type of a cream that takes off the hair. Is this similar to a keli or is this similar to a yad? So the machlokes, the Chibin Rav held it's a shinui and it's pota. It's also only mid Rabbonon. And he brings down Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rabbi Yashiv, that it's like a keli. So we have a machlokes to take off a sar b'sam. Okay. V'chayov, and he's chayiv, al shtei sa'oris. And two sa'oris. V'seyo echod, yesh bo yisure d'yereise. One hair is an iser d'yereise. K'moy kol chatsi shir shel kol ha'yisurim. B'chein adin, בכל מלאכי שבס, מביאים שיר לעניין עשר, אלא לעניין חייב חטוס. ובכל מלאכי שבס, there's an Isser by all Malachi Shabbos. There is an Isser of Chotzi Shir. Hagamuche, the Mishabuz, and the Bialochi brings down a Chacham Tzvi that wants to say by Malachi Shabbos, there's no Isser of Chotzi Shir, only to learn that Chotzi Shir called Chalev by Achille, Bemidi de Achille, by Malachi Shabbos. He wants to say there's no issa of chotzi shir, but I'll compone him the Mishamura Paskins that there is an issa of chotzi shir. So a person that takes off one sang of one sayer, it's also minatayr, because we Paskin chotzi shir is also minatayr. Fine. Now, before we go further, Alinyan Nitilas Siponayim. Now, what is the shear? So here the Machaber said the shear is Shtei Saris, two hairs, that is the shear. What is the shear of a nail? Alinyan Nitilas Siponayim, Kosovi Loyerabim. Afilu al sipoyren echod chayiv. This afilu one sipoyren, one nail you also chayiv. Vechem uchach lerbes em inshin chof ches sif lamed alof. Fine. Now, before we go further, there is a big bir halacha here, which discusses a very important nekudah. We just learned now that if a person takes off two saris, he's chayiv. If he takes off one fingernail, he's chayiv. With a keli, he's chayiv. So there's a and this is a tilda of goizes. Now let us what was the goizes? The goizes was in the Mishkan. Let's say the cut off the wool from lambs or other things. That was the geizes. And here, if a person, this is a tilt, if a person would cut off a hair of his, it's also chayiv, a fingernail, it's a tilde of geizes. It's if something that grew on something, you're cutting it off, you're chayiv, fine. Now, but there's a tremendous problem here. The geizes in the Mishkan was, they needed the wool. They cut the wool, they needed the wool. So that's called Amelocha Atzlicha Legufa. So you're being grazes the wool. I need the wool. So fine, see a chayiv. When a person cuts a fingernail, he doesn't need the fingernail. So it's a melocha shein Atzlicha Legufa. That means I'm cutting the, but I don't need the fingernail. So why are you chayiv? Why are you chayiv? Oh, this is a big problem.
Because you don't want.
Sorry, because you don't want. No. So that's not called tzarech legufa. Tzarech legufa means you need the gufa meloche. And the meloche was in the Mishkan that they needed the wool. That was the gufa meloche in the Mishkan. They needed the wool. We'll see soon. And here, we don't need the nail. So this is a big problem. So others say that this halacha that says Yechayiv is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. And the goyin says, the melacha brings down the goyin, oh, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, la melacha, that's the Rambam shita, a melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. This, the chaver is like the Rambam. Fine. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach that the Miralocha brings down. There's a murdike shitis arivosh. And there's a taisus akasha. Taisus says, taisus, we have mentioned this is taisus akasha. Taisus says, can we hold malocha shen tzricha legufa? Is proto, so why are you chayim by your chaytech, you cut shtei saris? And he says, it's speaking about he needs the hair. such an akimta. We need this, and then it's similar to he was Geizes Shema. Fine. There is a Rivosh. The Rivosh, a Rivosh in Aran, and he brings on a whole bunch of other Rishonim and Bir Alochim. The Rivosh says, no. That's true. There was a Geizes in the Mishkan, they needed the wool, they cut off the wool. There was another Geizes in the Mishkan when they needed the oil, they needed the skin, so they cut off the fur and the hair on the skin, that to smooth off the skin. They didn't need the hair on the skin. They needed the skin. They put skins on the ala mishkan, and they needed, because they did not need the hair, they needed to beautify the skin, because you have a skin without hair on it. I can't others say that there was a oil ala mishkan from Iris, so I can't, they didn't want if there'd be fur on it, so it would absorb the water when it rains, so it would get very heavy. They didn't want that. I can't, so in order to be misakin the skin, they cut off the hair. So the geizes in the Mishkan, there was a dual purpose of geizes. There was one geizes that they needed the wool. That's one geizes. So that's Malacha Tzricha Legufa. And there was another geizes. They needed that to remiyape the oil, the skin. They wanted that the oil should be hair-free. That's another geizes. That's the Rivosh. So now, if I want to cut off my nail, so that's also geizes that I say. I feel according to Rab Shimon that holds Amaloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is part of, this is called Tzricha Legufa. I want that the nail should be cut off. That beautifies the nail. So that's called, or geizes asaya, you want the hair should come off. So we have here two mahalchim, how to understand this halacha that you're not allowed to cut off cut off a sipurim. If this is going, the chiyuv is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it's only also be the rabbanim. Or according to the Rivosh, so will be also minatayim. That's, before we go further, we have to understand the two mahalchim here, how to learn pshat in this halacha. Now, what?
I remember when I was on the walls. Oh, you have those swallowing, just touches. It would fall out. Wake up in the morning, it was on the pillow. So, it was close.
So it could be that's not called the crisis. I mean, it could be if it's loose, it's not attached. I mean, that I don't know if that's really called attached. I mean, if you touch it and it falls out, I don't know if it's called attached. We hear also by a nail, if loiv of the nail is cut already, so then it's only also mid rabbonim for sure. Here it could be, it's even less than that. I mean, it's, if you just touch it and it falls out, could be that. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I think it's this or not. Yeah. No. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so others say that it's not true. They weren't geizes the fur. They scratched it off. Geizes is a pu'ula of cutting hair. That's the pu'ula of geizes. So others say in the Mishkan, I'm sorry, they didn't cut the hair. They scraped it. That's right. Just to get it off. So that's the malach of memachek. But there was no pu'ula of cutting hair to beautify the skin. That's what others say. So they disagree vehemently with the Rivosh. There wasn't such a geizes in the Mishkan. I'm sorry, they didn't do that. Okay. Now, let us, before we go further, let us just appreciate what we're going to speak about a Shiloh. It's brought down in Yeridayim when a woman tables herself, so before she tables herself, she cuts her nails. The purpose of cutting the nails is a double purpose. One reason to cut the nails is because it's difficult to clean them. And you cut them, so you know there's no chetzitza there, there's no dirt there, there's that. If you cut them, there's no shayla of chetzitza. So because of this, there's a minig that women cut the nails before the tefillah. Fine, that's... We're talking about during the week. Shabbos, we run into problems. But we're talking about the middle of the week. That's what should be done. Right. Now, there's another reason why to cut the nails. The Shach brings down another reason why to cut the nails. A very interesting, longish reason. There's a klal, since the minig is that they cut the nails, the minig is like that. So there is a chesbin of kol ha'oimed liktzeitz kikotzet stami. That means something which is oimed to be cut off, halachically we consider ki'ilu it's cut off. Fine. Now, so what did we just had a mouthful now. So that means like this. That means if I have, let's say I have, this is the nail, and it's going to be cut off over here. So we say, since it's oimed to be cut over here, kol oimed liktzeitz kikotzet, so halachically it's like cut. The minute it's cut, but now I start scratching my head. If this is cut, so the nail ends over here. So the Mea Mikveh should touch this chelik of the nail, because it's cut already. The chelik is cut. So the nail ends over here. So the Mea Mikveh has to touch this chelik. And the top chelik of the nail is blocking the Mea Mikveh from touching it. This is a chetzitza. So Mamela the Shach says, since it's oimed liktzeitz, since the minig is that you cut it, so it's kikotzutz dami, so halachically we assume kilu it is cut already, and if it is cut, so the nail ends the mokim akzitze, and that mokim needs be a smayim. The mokim has to, the Mea Mikveh has to surround it. And the Mea Mikveh is not surrounding it because the top part is over here. So it's a chetzitza. So the Shach says there are two reasons why one should cut the nails on before tefillah. One, maybe there's a chetzitza. And then since the minig is to cut it, it's, so now it is a chetzitza. In Lomdus it's a chetzitza. Now we will learn our halacha and we'll try to understand the lumdis of the loche. The isha sheshokcha litoil hatzipor nayim erev Shabbos. Now we're going to come into an erens to shayla. A woman, normally she cuts her nails before tefillah. She forgot to cut her nails. The ira tefilosa b'leil Shabbos. And now the tefillah is Leil Shabbos. So now there's a problem. So Masik Hamogim Avram. So now it's like this. Let's just say there's a machlokes of Taz and the Shach. The Taz says as follows: Saminik, they cut the nails. It's very good. She didn't cut the nails. Now it's Shabbos. So she just cleans them well, not good and talk. The Shah, the Taz, didn't make too much of an asik out of it. It's a nice thing to do. She didn't do it. The Shach made a big ace out of it. For instance, we have the second one, the Lipsis Kikotsis Dummy, so there's a Chetzitza ready, and you can't go Yokli Nishli. And then he holds that it's more serious, you have to cut it. But the Shabbos, what do we do? So now, Masik Amogin Avrom, Shetoyim Eloi Ved Gilulim Lito Biyat. Now, v'shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Now, if you can get a goy who can bite off the nails or peel off the nails without cutting it with a keli, let's say she can soak the nails in water before so it's soft, and if he can do it beyond, that's gewaldig. So what can we accomplish? So it's a mira la'akum, one shmus. The guy is doing a darabonon is a second shmus. A shmus, a shmus, b'moke mitzvah. No, slito, futo. That is, if you can, if this is possible to do such a thing, that the guy will be able to cut it off the yad. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Fine. V'im yi'emsher miyad. What if we can't do it? Mutar al yodoy afilu b'keli. Now, here we have to clear our throats and then... And so this is an issa deraisa. So the Mogen Avraham said, "Well, like this, Shitas HaTosva says that it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because we pasuk like Rab Shimon. So it's weiter ad the Rabbonim. No, the Ribon showed that's what it's malikus. The malikus." Taishvis and the Rimosh. So according to Taishvis, cutting off the nails with a keli is a drabonon. That's a malachish in tzich legufer. Amir la'akum. So we will be saymech and Taishvis. The Magad Avraham took it on his shoulders. We'll be saymech and Taishvis. The Biralochem did not want to be saymech and Taishvis. There's a lot of place can hold like the Ribosh. But the Mir Aloch says, Alom Tess, he says, Afil according to the Ribosh, it's a Darabona. Why? He says, because the Ribosh just said, if you want to beautify the skin, you cut off the hair for that. So that's cool. That was the... He says, yeah, I don't want to beautify your skin. I just want to get rid of the nail. It's not a... Let me have a problem of Chetzitza. She's not interested now in manicuring her nails and trimming her nails. She's not interested in them. But halachically, if you won't cut it off, it'll be a Chetzitza in the Tvilet. So Memelem... So I'm not, so still called a malachish in Tzricha Legufa, afilu according to the Ribosh, and in Telangoy. That's already places.
Wait, Eretz Pesach, people go and make nachos. Well, but then they take off the back of the flesh and they brush the fingernail. And that's also the deal.
Previous guys that. What's the shallow face?
People who do it every day.
So what's your problem? Hello, it's Erev Pesach to cut the nails?
So there are people go at the
front. Yeah, they make money. Well, they brush off. Okay. Thank you. They were more machma, my size. Because there's only a problem of dough. Some dough maybe got into the nails. Here, there's a problem of chetzitza. Chetzitza is a bigger problem. It's a shalom and it's a chorus. These are only chshoshes. This is a bigger chshash, a bigger problem. But just let's just finish that loch and then we'll see. So, memeilem. So he brings this down la lochem. In the biologische zijn kan we nooit schakelen zijn rechtwielen. De mele ik kan dat gooien. Ja, wie mensen bij jou moet hij dat wil bekijken, mijn eigen geloelen. Ja, maar er is nog gooi. There's no guy. So it's a guy we can bend backwards. It's shmus le shmus, and we'll say it's. But if there's no guy, so then it's better. Nire we may never gelulim. Nire she is lismoich b'shas adchak al hanikir. So there will be semich on the task that the whole problem is only. It's a hiddur, not it's a hiddur, it's a cut the nails, als chatsitsa, but listen, it's a hiddur to be a shame of Shabbos also. Sidhya Magoi, I'm a shame of Shabbos with a goy, so it's a shmus to shmus, but Maka Mitzvah will do the heta of, so I'm a shame of Shabbos, but if I don't have a goy, so then we're going to be shaykel. What better to tell so what should you do? So then we'll be saying on the task. Besides the track, all the nickers, the tenaka tasses at the prison, a bulvage, the ta'ayin, eiter, shleye, by shumtinov, she should be boiding it very well, and that's what we will do. Thank you.